Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California election officials say there's confusion among some no-party preference voters about which party they can support in the state's upcoming presidential primary, which takes place March 3rd. Sam Mahood is a spokesperson for the California Secretary of State's office. He says postcards are being sent out asking no-party preference voters which party ballot they want, but those voters have limited options.
The parties decide whether they will allow no-party preference voters to participate in their primary. So in 2020, the Democratic Party has decided they will allow no-party preference voters to participate in their primary, but the Republican Party has decided they will not allow no-party preference voters.
They'll need to re-register as a Republican to request a ballot for that party. They can request ballots for the Libertarian Party and the American Independent Party. There were more than 5.6 million no-party preference voters in California as of early 2019. That's up 35% from the last presidential election. Californians now have sweeping new rights over the privacy of their data. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports as part of our series on new California laws taking effect in 2020.
Attorney General Javier Becerra's office is still working on regulations for how the first-in-the-nation law will be enforced. The rules won't be ready until July, but he's warning businesses that collect consumer data that enforcement could be retroactive.
Right after that first kiss and the hugs and the champagne glasses put down, the law's in effect.
Giving consumers more control over their personal information.
You get to say to a company, I don't wish to have you sell my data. I'd like to have you delete that data. I'd like to know what information you're collecting on me and how you're using it.
The law affects businesses large and small and in sectors that range from the tech and telecom industries to grocery stores and mom-and-pop shops. Still, Becerra says smaller retailers are less likely to be targeted for enforcement right away. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Domestic partnership has been recognized in California since 1999. But only for same-sex couples and opposite-sex pairs over age 62. Starting January, any couple can apply for this alternative to marriage. Thomas Coleman is a California-based advocate for a group called Unmarried America. They've been pushing for this option for several years.
A growing segment of society that is either atheist or agnostic feel that marriage has its roots ultimately in religion and just has a lot of religious connotations. Some others felt that marriage has a history of sexism built into it.
Domestic partners in California have almost all the same rights as married people, but these relationships are not recognized by the federal government, and legal protections may not be recognized in other states. The 31st annual Palm Springs International Film Festival begins today, bringing with it screenings of the year's most acclaimed films and appearances by some of Hollywood's most celebrated A-listers. The 12-day affair kicked off this morning with a 10 a.m. screening of Harriet, which tells the story of Harriet Tubman's extraordinary escape from slavery and her journey helping others follow in her footsteps. British actress Cynthia Erivo, who portrays Tubman in the film, took part in a discussion after the screening. Rideshare company Uber and on-demand meal delivery service Postmates are suing to block a broad new California law aimed at giving wage and benefit protections to people who work as independent contractors. The lawsuit filed in U.S. court on Monday argues that the law set to take effect Wednesday violates federal and state equal protection and due process guarantees. The law creates the nation's strictest test by which workers must be considered employees. It could set a precedent for other states. Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez says the law extends employee rights to more than a million California workers who lack benefits.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.